It is so easy to hear what other people have to say and get confused. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It's so easy to listen to others and get confused. If you really want the best advice that's available anywhere in the world, listen to me. And I listen to me, and I have the best advice. And I say to you, listen to you. If you want the best advice in the world, listen within yourself. Not listening to me as an outer being. I listen to me, and I listen to me, and I get the best advice. You listen to you, and you get the best advice. It doesn't really matter what you do. You have all sorts of ideas. You have all sorts of programs that you work with and all sorts of teachers and all sorts of learning that you've done for many, many years. Lifetimes, if we want to say that. But for many, many years. And as you have all of this advice, as you have all of this wisdom, all of this knowledge flowing in and through you, what do you do? Do you listen to the advice that's within you? When you have a problem, do you stop and say, now let me consider what to do here. What shall I do here? What would be the right thing to do? What is the most proper thing for me to do here that's going to benefit me in the best way? Now, do you say that? Not always, but do you say that? If you do say that, you're on the right track. Because it's only you who knows who you are, what you need, what you want. The doctor goes to you and he says, okay, what's your problem? And so you tell the doctor what your symptoms are. And the doctor says, now, according to symptoms like that in the past, we have done this, and this has been very helpful and very successful. And so then it's not successful for you. The doctor gives you the medicines that had been helpful in the past, and you take those medicines and you say, hey, they're not doing a thing for me. And that's important for you to stop. Now, your doctor doesn't know who you really are inside yourself. He has never taken a look at your inner self. He listens to what you say about your circumstances, the symptoms that you have. And he says, according to symptoms like that, by people of your age and people of your experiences and so forth, this is the thing to do. Well, now, that's sort of a generalistic attitude that we take toward things. And when we have doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs giving us advice on symptoms, then we truly come up with some very unique experiences. Now, you have the symptom that every time you say a lie, you feel unhappy inside yourself. And every time you say a lie, you feel really bad. And pretty soon, you're having symptoms of sickness and illnesses. And you're thinking to yourself, now, why am I having these symptoms of sicknesses and illnesses? What have I done wrong? What have I eaten wrong? Well, you haven't eaten a thing, right? What have I done or said wrong? Ah, you've been a liar. A liar? You mean I have not told the truth? Well, now, do you love your mother? Yes. My goodness, yes. Get the most wonderful mother in the world. Why is it that you speak badly about her? I don't speak badly about her. Yes. Every time you look at your mother, you say, she's wonderful. Well, your mother's not wonderful. Your mother is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Your mother is fantastic. Your mother's outstanding. Your mother is amazing. Yes, that's right. Every time you speak the truth about your mother, you're speaking the truth in your inner being, and your inner being is wrapping itself up in this awareness and saying, yes, yes, that's true. And your mother is a reflection of you. Oh, my mother is a reflection of me. Well, now, I was watching my friend the other day, and he was doing some very bad things. He was cheating and stealing, and he was making some phone calls on somebody else's telephone, and he was doing things that just were not right. And it just sort of made me feel, ugh, inside. And I didn't say anything to him, because that was not my place, I felt. But as more I heard of it, the more I felt, yuck. And pretty soon, after hearing him go through his machinations for a period of time, I began thinking, that's okay, it's not too bad. And pretty soon, I began accepting what he was doing as being right. Pretty soon, I began accepting the world that he was looking at and the manner in which he was mistreating the world in which he was looking at, going contrary to the rules that I knew and that he knew. I began to accept that. And somewhere inside of me, something bad started to occur. Maybe it was cancer. Maybe it was some area of my body that just was not handling itself right. And it got worse and worse and worse, and I thought, what's the matter with me? What's the matter with me? Well, what's the matter with you? What's the matter with me when we begin feeling bad or having problems is that we're not listening within for advice. We're listening to what's going on in the outer, and we're accepting it, or we are endorsing it, or we are approving of it, or what have you. And the more we approve of, the more we endorse what we do not believe, the more we begin to believe it, and it becomes a new belief for us. It becomes a new advice. And with that advice comes all of the problems that that advice has to share with it. When you lie, then you have a feeling of disgust for yourself. You have a feeling of disgust for your body. Your body says, how can I live in a consciousness that lies? How can I live in a consciousness that hurts other people? How can I live in a consciousness that does not believe in unconditional love? How can I believe anything if I... what's going on here? And what's going on is that we're not listening within. We're not listening to the advice within. When we listen to the advice within, it says, hey, that's not the direction you want to go. The direction you want to go is to be unconditionally loving, to be truthful under all circumstances. To be truthful under all circumstances. And you say to yourself, well, that's not so easy with the world I live in. That's right. And the world you live in is the world you're creating moment by moment. But when you learn to listen within, and you accept the advice that you learn when you listen within, and you follow that advice, oh, it's a few rough spots as you're making changes, as you're going away from believing in falsehoods and starting to believe in the truth. When you start looking for good in yourself and in all the people in the world, when you start looking for that which is for the highest and best for yourself and for everyone in your world, oh, there's a lot of changes that take place in your body, in your mind, in your spirit, in your being. You stop judging other people and you stop judging yourself. You stop taking advantage of nefarious situations that are not right, that are not correct, and it's to somebody's disadvantage. When you or I do anything in this life, it must at all times be to the advantage of ourselves and everyone else. Or we could say it the other way around. It must be of an advantage to everyone else and ourselves. It is this way. It is not a matter that it's good for them and bad for us, or bad for them and good for us. It's only the way that we start to think, the way we start to put causes in motion for ourselves. When you listen within for advice, you never go wrong. When you listen within for advice, you're always following that which is for your highest and best. When you're listening within for advice, you feel good about yourself. You feel good about your world. You feel good about every single person you meet under all circumstances. You feel good. And when you feel good, your body feels good. Your mind feels good. Your soul feels good. Your world feels good. Everybody around you feels good. Everyone is enjoying ideal health. Everyone is enjoying harmonious relationships. Everyone is enjoying peace on earth. For it began with my thought. It began with your thought. It began when we began living and listening within for advice. Follow that attitude and watch the magic pile up in your world in goodness, health, harmony, right action, and peace. And know it starts right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.